We're about to begin the story of the famous person named Natan de Tzutzita. Natan of the spark of the fire. And this medrash, well, it's referred to in Rashi in Sanhedrin, but I don't know of any other work that gives you the full story of Natan de Tzutzita. And if there are children listening to the story, I ask that they switch to another class because this class is not fit for children. There was once a very wealthy Jew named Natan de Tzutzita. And he fell madly in love with a woman named Chana. The only problem was that Chana was married. And her husband was terribly poor. And she was exceptionally beautiful. And Natan was dying for Chana, to the point that he became ill. And the doctors came and they checked him. And they said, the only cure for you is if you sleep with Chana. And so they went to the sages and they say, the man's life is on the line. The doctors say that's his only cure. So the sages said, tell him to drop dead. That's the halacha. It's quoted in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. The sages said, we're very sorry, but he's going to have to die, but he cannot transgress the sin. The woman's a married woman. There's nothing to talk about. The halacha is there. But the story is here. So the doctor said, well, let her at least talk to him. Maybe that'll calm him down. That'll help him. So the sages said, tell him to drop dead. She's not talking to him. She's a married woman. And we're not going to start breaking the fences of modesty because he became deathly ill for a married woman. So his illness extended. And everyone in town knew what was going on. Here he is lying in bed on the verge of death for quite a while now. And the sages say, no can do. Now Chana's husband, well, in his impoverished state, he got deeper and deeper in trouble with debt. And so it finally reached the point that they put Chana's husband in jail. He had nothing left to give all his creditors. And his wife would weave things by day and night. And with the little bit of money she got for her weaving, she'd buy bread. And she'd bring him some bread to jail. She'd feed him. They didn't give food in jail. So time passes. And he's in jail. And he gets totally depressed. And he feels like he's going to die. So he tells his wife one day, he says, you know, saving a Jewish life is like saving many lives. He comes to her with a Talmudic claim. He says, you know, the whole world began with one life, so every life is like a whole world. And here in jail, I'm as good as dead. I'm going crazy. Go to Natan and ask him for a loan so that you can save me and redeem me from jail. And she looks at him and says, haven't you heard that Natan is on the verge of death because he's sick, dying, because he's dying over me? And every day they come to me and they offer me tons of money. And I say, forget it, get out of here. And I say, he's never going to see my face. I'm never going to walk into his house. You're telling me to go and ask him for a loan now after all this time that I've been refusing to even see his face? If you had any knowledge about you whatsoever, you'd never say something like that. Maybe you've been in jail for so long that you've gone mad. And she got so upset, she went home and did not come back to see him for 3 days. And on the fourth day, her mercy overtook her, and she said, let me go see him before he dies. And she ran and she found him on the verge of death, and he said to her, God should take my wrath out on you. God should take you because I see you want me to die and you want to marry Natan. And she says to him, fine, divorce me, and then I'll go to him. So he says, you see, I told you you want to marry him. So she starts crying. And she says, whoever heard something like this? Whoever saw something like this? The man tells me, go commit adultery and get me out of jail? Her husband says, get out of here and leave me till God has mercy on me. So he's begging her to get money from Natan. And she says, how could I do such a thing? And she goes home and she sits there pondering her trouble and her husband's trouble. And she sat there thinking, and her pity for her husband overtook her, and she turned her eyes towards heaven in prayer and said, please God, save me that I shouldn't sin. And with that, she went and opened the door, and we'll continue here next time.